This Saturday, we're making our annual visit to Ely Cathedral, which is always an amazing place to perform. And we try and take a blockbuster every year, a piece that just fills that extraordinary space. And this year, it's the turn of Vaughan Williams' Sea Symphony, which is a piece very close to my heart, not least because it was the very first piece I conducted with the Phil 15 years ago.
Is it that long?
I'm afraid it is, yes.
Gosh, when I remember that.
A guest. The Sea Symphony is one of those pieces that is just core repertoire for every large choir. It's a joy from beginning to end. It's an amazing story. Vaughan Williams is a master of storytelling, and he sets the music so brilliantly for voices and orchestra alike. Along with that, we have another piece by Vaughan Williams, The Lark Ascending, which is voted year after year the nation's favourite piece of music. And we're just delighted that this year the soloist is Steve Bingham, who is not only the leader of our orchestra of the Cambridge Philharmonic, but is also the conductor of the Ely Orchestra. So there's a local connection there as well. And we actually start with something of a rarity. William Walton wrote a setting of the Te Deum for the coronation. And it's a piece that's not performed that often, certainly not as often as his most popular work, Belshazzar's Feast. But like that, it plays to the strengths of a large ensemble in a large space, 10 minutes long, organ, trumpets, drums, choirs, glorious music. So that's our programme.
Yep, it's got absolutely everything, I think, this programme, I have to, as a member of the chorus. So what about building a programme? We've talked about the fact that this programme is designed for that extraordinary space that is Ely. So how do you put a programme together, and what are the features for the programme for next season?
Well, programming is very much like, I don't know, designing a dinner menu. You don't just put all of your favourite dishes in the same evening, because you need to find things that complement one another. And so I think we started for this one, for example, with the Sea Symphony, and then we thought, well, that's quite a long piece, so it's a short first half, the choir should do something else, but not very much. Wouldn't it be lovely to pair it with some more Vaughan Williams? The Lark Ascending made perfect sense. And then I discovered this Walton, I didn't know it. And so there's always research takes place as a result of what you're trying to pin something with, and it's a fascinating part of what I do. So yeah, next season we've got some amazing programmes, I have to say. I mean, really very, very exciting. We go back to King's College Chapel for the first time in a few years, where we perform Brahms's Requiem, which is extremely popular, as we all know. And with that, Janáček's amazing Sinfonietta, which is a 25-minute showcase for orchestra, really, along with 12 blazing trumpets to start things off. We're doing Mozart and Haydn in John's Chapel. We've got an amazing programme in October in West Road, where Matthew Trustler, the international violin soloist, comes back to join us to play Shostakovich's first violin concerto. And now that's an interesting programme, because the Shostakovich is a pretty substantial work. So we're putting with that the first, well, it's the first version of Mahler's Second Symphony, actually. It existed just as a single movement originally. So we'll play Mahler Totenfeier, and then the Shostakovich, and then Rachmaninoff's Symphonic Dance is just simply wonderful, late romantic, nostalgic piece of music. And so, again, you're finding a flavour, a thread that runs through a programme. How do you show off your soloist? How do you make sense musically, whether that's in terms of what it sounds like, or its drama, or when it was written? Mm. Every year for the last, well, 8 or 9 years, we've done an opera around Christmas time. And this year we're going to do Verdi's Falstaff. It's the last of his operas. Some people say the greatest of all of his operas. And of course, it's the end of the Shakespeare anniversary year. So that's a very nice way to finish 2016 for us. Another thing that we do every year is a concert for families. And this year's no exception. So in January 2017, we're doing a concert called So What Does a Conductor Do Anyway?
A question we've often asked.
Exactly. Well, it's a fascinating one, and it's something that grown-ups and children alike are fascinated with, because, well, what do they do, and what can be done without a conductor? So that's going to be, I think, one of our aims when we do the family concerts is to do something that is of interest to everybody. You're not just pitching it at the children. Everyone who's come along needs to have a good time. And I think it's a fascinating question. And Leonard Bernstein, in one of his famous young people's concerts, addresses something very similar. So yes, that's our family concert. In Ely next year, we return for, it's actually the centenary performance, or the centenary year of a piece by Elgar called The Spirit of England, which was written in response to what was happening in the First World War. So it was written in 1917, we'll be performing it in 2017, and we'll be introducing that with Parry's I Was Glad, a piece that we all love to sing and play, and I think everybody loves to hear. And then in the second half, the orchestra have a chance to shine with that extraordinary piece of music by Strauss, an Alpine Symphony, which is essentially a very grand description of a walk up and down a mountain and will sound fabulous.
With Alpine horns? Ely.
Well, with a lot of horns, actually. Strauss actually asked for 20.
20?
Yes.
That's a bit excessive.
Well, it is, isn't it? But there we go. We'll see what we can do. But the reason that we're splitting the programme in Ely next summer is because in May we're also sharing a concert with the chorus and the orchestra, exploring some contemporary works, one by Thomas Addis, who's probably one of King's College's most famous alumni of the last however many decades. He is probably the greatest British composer under the age of 50 and is performed all around the world. I have a very close association with Addis, and we're going to be performing a work of his called America, a Prophecy, which was written just before 9/11. And we're coupling it with an extraordinary and very moving work by John Adams called The Transmigration of Souls, which was written as a response to 9/11. So that's a very serious piece of music, but it's extremely well written and has been performed all over the world. I mean, it's gratifying when a piece really gets in the repertoire very quickly, and that piece has. And Adams is, and in fact, and Addis have been both influenced by the great father of American music, Charles Ives. So in the second half, we'll be doing his second symphony. So I think that gives you a flavour of the extraordinary music that we do here at Cambridge Philharmonic.
Absolutely.
The thing is, there's so much that goes on in Cambridge, and indeed Ely, that we like to do stuff that other people don't, so that we stand out a little bit, and it gives an opportunity to perform great repertoire that normally people would have to, well, quite often go to London for. And the reason we can do it is we're a very large society. We have the chorus and the orchestra. The standard is gratifyingly high, and we are able to really rehearse and put these things on. So it's been one of my great pleasures as conductor and music director here for the last 10 years to really build this repertoire and indeed our following, because we have quite distinct audiences for these different things that we do, and they are very, very supportive. We're very lucky to play to so many people, which I think tells us we're probably doing something right, and that there is indeed an appetite in Cambridge for these kind of programmes.
Absolutely. Well, thank you very much, Tim Redmond.